Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean Richards Sunday Morning continues with the Week in Theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? The big news this week, that there is a show that is celebrating its 32nd anniversary, beginning of June. We have talked about the show many times. We've had the co-creator of the show on with us many times. And once again, Vicky Quadi joins us in studio to talk about her show, Late Night Catechism.
Excellent.
You did bring your ruler in case I get out of hand.
I did. I brought the ruler, and I just wanted to say, Dean, that you made the offer to me to do this by phone.
Yes.
You know, but I said, no, I wanted to be here in person because it's easier to save souls when you're there in person. And I'm still working on you.
Yeah, well, so, you know, don't give up.
No, I'm not. In fact, I brought, because I figured it's a get out of hell free card.
Oh, perfect. Just for,
I got three of them because that's one is not enough.
Yeah, for me, that's really, that may not be enough.
You know.
this show, Late Night Catechism, how did this even get started? How did you create this thing?
It was just going to be a little 1 hour bit of entertainment at Live Bait Theater. There's an actress in Chicago named Mary Pat Donovan who wanted to do a stand-up comedy routine about the lives of the saints. She asked me to work on it. I sort of took that idea, and for 3 weeks I just researched, and I came back with the script for Late Night Catechism, which is, in my mind, I wanted it to be a classroom. I wanted her to be a nun. I took her ideas of the saints and I incorporated that. But it was really that shared Catholic experience that so many people have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I didn't even go to Catholic school. I wasn't raised Catholic. I'm a Greek boy. But who can't relate to a nun,
right?
You know, old school nun in the full outfit.
Right. You know exactly what it is.
You know exactly what it is. And you see the ruler. And, like, you know, all my friends that went to Catholic school, they were like, you do not mess with the nuns. They will get the ruler out.
That's
and
right.
Your knuckles are going to get over.
That's right. That nun could be 4 foot tall.
Yeah.
And you were still afraid of her.
Yeah. Was there any kickback when you first started this? Did anyone say this is too irreverent? You're making fun of the church. You're making fun of Catholicism. Anything?
Initially, not, because it was such a small show and it was very Chicago. But the more we took it on the road, the more people would say, "I don't know about this show," and it seems like you're mocking religion. And we'd say, "No, no, no. It's such a respectful, funny show. Come and see it." So we offered so many tickets to people. We also always give free tickets to nuns. And we get a lot of nuns, and then they would talk it up. And then we could say, "Oh, you know, if you're object to this, you can contact this order of nuns because they'll tell you how much they really like it." And so it built from there.
Yeah.
We don't get that any longer.
Yeah. What is the what do you think the attraction is? Is it just like a throwback to people's, you know, growing up and the shared experience?
It is.
Dealing with nuns and the church and the rules and the guilt and the
whole deal. It does, but it almost goes beyond that. It goes, like you said, you're not Catholic, although I'm telling you, you know, a little holy water. Next time I come, it's holy water time.
Do a conversion?
It'd be easy to do.
Oh, all right.
I'll call a priest. We'll do the prayers over the phone.
I'll be...
everyone has... You know, 99.9% of the world has some kind of religion, so you understand the importance of religion in your life. And this show has that Catholic bent, of course, but we get lots of people who are not Catholic who come, and they get it too. They get the fact that you were raised a certain way, your mother, your father, mostly your mother, raised you to have certain values. And in the Catholic experience, that's what the nuns did. You spent often more time with that nun than you did with your own family.
Right, right.
So the nuns became really important.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, a part of this also is that the show is just plain old funny.
It is.
I mean, it's, you know, it reflects back on your youth and, you know, we can overanalyze a little bit. But it's just a funny show.
It's funny.
That's right. the main thing, right?
And it's smart. It's a smart show. It's really funny. It's interactive, so you don't know what you're going to get. So you could see the show one day and come back a month later and see it and bring your friends and think, boy, this is a different show, because the interactivity of it makes it really exciting for the audience, but for the performer too.
Yeah, yeah. So you said the first shows were done where? At the Live Bait Theater?
Live Bait Theater.
And then and then how did it progress from there now?
Well,
could you ever have imagined when you did this that we'd be sitting here 32 years later talking about your show?
Not at all.
Isn't that
not
something? That says something about the quality of the show and the timelessness of the show, right?
Plus, the show evolved. You know, it got shinier and shinier and shinier, and we cut certain things and added certain things, and we made it so that it really was that shiny penny that stood out. But no. I had no idea. 6 weeks, 2 performances a weekend, 12 performances. Who's going to come to this? We really lucked out. We got great reviews. And what really set us is that the Tribune came out and reviewed us. And that made a huge difference.
That made it legit.
That made it legit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Was it Dick Christensen?
No. Richard Christensen did not review us, although he always said hello when he saw us. So that was nice. It was Sid Smith reviewed us.
Sid Smith, wow.
Yeah. And liked it quite a lot, which was great.
Yeah.
And Andrew Patner reviewed us for the Sun Times.
Yeah.
You know, and we got to know Andrew, too. I know that
Roy Leonard did, because I'm pretty sure that I heard about the show from him.
Roy Leonard, huge supporter, absolutely.
But then, you know, I've seen the show several times.
And you're a huge supporter.
I think it's a funny show. I mean, I think it's, you know, it's when you have a show that can sustain itself for this long,
right?
That says something. But I've come back and, you know, seen it several times to see how it's changed and evolved, and you know, you're holding your own with all of this, despite the fact that it's sometimes difficult to keep a show up and running.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially the past few years, it's been very difficult to do.
The last 5 years, just been very, very hard. But people are coming back out. I have really noticed that. People, you can stay home and you can watch Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and all that stuff, but there's nothing quite like going out for a night.
Yeah.
You go to dinner, you go to a show, you know, you spend time with your friends. It's just that excitement of being in the theater that people are missed. And now I see that more people are coming out.
Yeah. So where can people see Late Night Catechism these days?
Well, I have just made an arrangement with IO Improv Theater.
Oh, great.
And we're going to be doing shows there. So we do the anniversary shows June 1st. We actually opened the Memorial Day weekend in 1993.
Wow.
But June 1st was the closest Sunday to that day, so that's why we picked that. Then we're skipping the summer, because summer is so terrific in Chicago. You know, get out, enjoy the city, enjoy the festivals. But in September, it's a kind of a back-to-school arrangement. So we're doing 4 Sundays in September. And then if it warrants it, we'll just keep going.
See Maybe how it
we'll
goes.
Do another 32 years there.
But at the IO Theater, you're coming back in September.
And well, we start in June, June 1st, and then we're there for the month of September.
Okay. All right. So. All right. Very good. Well, the IO Theater spot, it's great, right near North Avenue and Clybourne.
Right there.
I forget the exact address, Kingsbury.
It's 1501 North Kingsbury.
Yeah, but it's very easy to get to. Just hop off the expressway at North Avenue, and you're right there. It's a beautiful, fairly new facility.
It's very nice. Oh, and the Candlelight Pizza place has a store there. I mean, he has a restaurant there.
Oh, great.
So you can get the, I don't know if any, if you remember Candlelight, which is still there on Western near, yeah, near Howard.
Yeah, yeah.
So now that, that Candlelight has opened there. So you can get pizza and hamburgers and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Get a little
so,
bite along
little
the way.
A little bite. Yeah.
People want to get more information about this. What's the best way to do it?
Well, they can go to ioimprov.com, which is that site. They can go to nunsforfun.com, N-U-N-S, the number four, fun. That's my site, nunsforfun.com. And I'll be posting a lot of stuff on that site. They can call my office, I suppose, if they wanted to, which is 773-388-0730.
Okay.
There's lots of ways to get
good
to get information.
Well, here's the 32 more years.
I know, right?
Exactly. Late Night Catechism 32nd anniversary performance is Sunday, June 1st. Vicky Quadi, its co-creator. Thank you so much for
coming
in.
Thank you for having me. Don't forget your get out of hell free card.